When Pope Benedict XVI arrives in Santiago de Compostela on Saturday, he will be visiting the third most important place of Christian pilgrimage after Jerusalem and Rome, thus completing a triangle as the pilgrim pope. Santiago de Compostela is the capital of the autonomous region of Galicia in the historic northwest of Spain, which has its own language and devolved government. But what this regional capital is most famous for is the famed 9th century pilgrimage route, or Way of St. James, which has been completed by pilgrims for hundreds of years, aiming to reach the focal point of the Cathedral of St. James. Over its long history, men and women, both young and old, have walked, cycled, and even made the journey on horseback, beginning from France, Spain, and Portugal, forging friendships and strengthening their faith along the way. The Pope will not be walking the route himself, but the cathedral and its square will be the backdrop for a Mass presided over by the Holy Father on Saturday afternoon. St. James the Apostle, or St. James the Great, is synonymous with Spain. He is the country's patron saint, who preached the gospel in both the Holy Land and in Iberia. The story goes that he went back to Judea, where he was martyred, only for his remains to be brought back by his disciples for burial at Santiago de Compostela, and in the very cathedral that stands there today. Fast forward to 2010, and the successor of the Apostle Peter will come to this holy place, bringing his own message to the people, just like St. James the Great. The Pope is coming for the Holy Year, which is celebrated every time St. James's feast day falls on a Sunday. 2010 was one of those years. A Holy Year usually brings an increased influx of pilgrims, and this year has been no exception. But the Holy Father's visit has also piqued the pilgrims' interest too. The Pilgrim's Office at Santiago de Compostela has seen a significant rise in registrations since the announcement of the Pope's journey was made. Pope Benedict last visited Spain in 2006 for the World Meeting of Families in Valencia. But even in just 4 short years, the country's social and economic landscape has somewhat shifted. Only this year, a new Spanish law allowing abortion without restrictions in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy came into effect, igniting a wave of protests from thousands of Spanish Catholics. And like a number of other European countries too, Spain has, in the last few years, been severely hit by the global financial crisis, which continues to bite hard, prompting the government to introduce unpopular austerity measures. But despite this economic gloom, the second stage of Pope Benedict's 32-hour visit will take him to one of the most vibrant cities in Europe, Barcelona. Barcelona is capital of another of Spain's autonomous regions, Catalonia, where Spanish, Catalan, and Aranese are all spoken. It is also a region which has witnessed years of bloodshed in the form of Catalan separatists who want independence from Spain. In one of the highlights of this visit, the Holy Father will consecrate the expiatory temple of the Sagrada Familia in the heart of the city, a much-loved iconic structure by the famed Spanish architect Antoni Gaudí, which is yet to be finished, yet draws millions of tourists every year. It is a temple where art meets faith, and a church that will be proclaimed a basilica by Pope Benedict, symbolic perhaps of that new evangelization he has so often spoken of in the face of an increasing secularism in traditionally Christian Europe. Awaiting Pope Benedict XVI in Spain, I'm Lydia O'Kane.